Hello.
Yes, Joe. Is it better now?
It is.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let's get started. I am on music.
Is that where we are, music?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go find it.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Okay. All right. So what do you see on this page? Any changes? Spacing issues?
Apart from what?
Apart from the spacing issues. You know, the extra spaces between words, I'm fixing that already.
Okay. Let's see. I didn't have anything that I picked up.
Okay. And I see, I think it's good to go.
Yeah, that's a long chapter, and I didn't find anything in my notes. Wait a minute, hold on 1 second. Let's see. There's something about the word privilege. Yeah, they fixed that.
Yeah, we fixed that already. That was on previous page.
I think we're good on music.
Okay, let me move on. Okay, one mistake I'm seeing here. Okay, I don't know how to direct you because what page number is music on your manuscript?
Okay, hold on. That starts on page 103.
Okay, I have it on 102. So if you look at the next page,
okay,
it would be 104 for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if you look at the first line, say it's whole family in attendance, et cetera, that's all fine. In 1959, our family moved from Massachusetts to Florida, and my life changed again.
Right.
Yeah. Is that a one-liner or is
no? That can be included with the next paragraph. That should be the beginning of the next paragraph.
Got it. So I'm gonna move that up. Now, when I move that up, the next sentence it says there's an area on the oceanfront in Daytona Beach called the Broadwalk. At the end of the Broadwalk, now it's asking me to. Wait a minute.
There's too many spaces between Ob and Boardwalk.
Yes.
Okay.
I got that fixed. All right. I think that was pretty much it. And
excellent.
Let's move on. All right. Do you see anything else to be changed on this page?
No, I don't have anything. When I reviewed it, I didn't come up with anything that stood out.
Okay. Oh, one more thing. You know the paragraph that we were looking at currently? I'm looking at the paragraph that comes after that. Line...
At the end.
Yeah, at the end of Main Street. That paragraph, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, where it says, one night after the show, they took us to an all-black nightclub. All-black needs to be hyphenated. Can I do that?
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay. And then there's another spell check in the same paragraph where it says girlfriends changed to girlfriend apostrophe.
I see that.
So that's good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see something else on spacing, though, later on. Let me check it here.
Okay.
I can't find it now.
Okay, no worries. We'll find it later. One more thing.
Yeah.
The next paragraph, you know, where they are leaving a spell check for girlfriend, the paragraph after that, which says after graduating from high school, if you look at line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it says we arrived at Lackland. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, Lackland Air Force Base.
Okay.
Is in San Angelo, Texas. San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. So we leave it as it is, right?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. I think this paragraph is good to go. I'm looking at the next paragraph. And that looks fine, too, I suppose. Yes. Okay. Next page.
Okay.
Any changes from your side on the next page?
I don't see any.
I don't see any either, except for the spacing. I think this is pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, shortened. They changed shortened to, okay, that was spell check. In the second paragraph?
Yep, yep.
That's good to see it. All right. Okay. Other than that, this looks fine too. I'm just working on the spacing thing as we talk because we don't want to have to go back again and again on the, you know, on the entire manuscript. So, yeah, that is sorted. Last paragraph. I'm looking at the last paragraph of this page.
All right.
No changes from your end, right?
What does the paragraph begin with?
The second Atlanta Festival was on July 3 to 5 the following year?
Yeah, July. We can put July 3rd through the 5th. So July 3rd and then hyphen 5th.
Got it. Why don't we write to the 5th? In the middle instead of hyphen.
Okay. And then in continuing in that same vein, then down where it says July 6th, that should say July 6th. TH.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're good. Moving on to the next paragraph.
All right.
Okay. And that looks okay. Moving on to the following paragraph, second line, there is a lot of extra spacing there.
What does that paragraph begin with?
Today I have over 800, that paragraph.
Okay, wait a minute.
Second line?
Yeah, second line. There's too many spaces there between course and these days.
Yep, fixing that. Apart from that, are there any other errors or issues that you see on this page?
No.
Okay. I'm on point one. You know where you have numbering at the bottom?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I am. And so far, I do not see any additional changes. I think this looks all good. Oh, one thing. 3.3, where it says Glenn Miller's recording off in the mood, it's asking me to put the in lowercase, the T for the in lowercase.
I don't think so. I think the whole title of the song is In the Mood.
Yep. And
so
to capitalize each one of it, yeah, I think that will
yeah.
be fine too. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's ignore that. And I am on 0.5. Okay. I think this is good to go. We can move on to the next page, which is 0.6.
All right.
0.6 onwards. That's where
yep.
I'm at. Okay. 0.6 is good to go. Fathers. All right, in 0.6, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's a spell check. Well, more of a punctuation check, I guess. And that is corrected.
Yeah, that was corrected.
That's good to go. Okay. Okay. I think this page is good to go. What do you say?
Okay. I agree.
All right. Now we move on to Delbert.
That's right. Do you know who Delbert McClinton is?
Nope. Do tell.
I'm currently reading his autobiography.
Okay.
Anyway, he's a musician that I followed for years and years and years. And each year he and his wife charter an entire cruise ship,
mm-hmm.
and you can book passage on the cruise ship, and it's music from about the time you get up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night.
Oh, my God. Really?
For seven straight days, you're at sea with nothing but music.
Wow, that is amazing. And you had this experience, right?
Oh, yeah. I went on the cruise, and, you know, and there's probably 10 to 15 professional performers, and then everybody that's on the ship, there are musicians that will just sit in and, you know, just passengers that, oh, well, I can play guitar. Well, I'll sit down and play guitar. And anyway, it's quite an experience.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so I'm looking at the changes. It's giving me one suggestion in the beginning of the paragraph where you have a rhetorical question which says, where do I begin to tell you about Delbert McClinton? It's asking me to put a question mark at the end instead of a full stop.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then in the third paragraph, line 4, the paragraph, it starts off as, I have been to dozens of Delbert's concerts. You found out?
Yeah.
Fourth line, taste buds. Taste buds needs to be two separate words.
Oh, okay, yes.
Okay, and after that, in the next paragraph, it starts off as, some say that Delbert in his younger days.
Yep.
Line 4. It is a week long, so they're either asking us to, it's actually about a hyphen in the middle.
Yep, okay.
Okay. Apart from that, I think we are good for this page.
All right.
Okay, I'm just giving it a quick glance on the last paragraph here after previous show of his that I had attended. Okay. Okay, I think we're good. Let's move to the next page. Any changes from your end for the next page? I think it looks good to me.
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Just a few extra spaces that I'm working on in order to remove them. And, yeah, we're good. We can move on.
All right.
Favorite song lyrics. Okay, the names of the songs have been italicized where
yep,
we're
that's
at.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, that's completely fine. Okay, so let's ignore that. Just give me a quick moment, Joe.
Yep.
So sorry about that. Okay, so
I'm
looking at this page. All right. Okay, one change.
Yep.
If you look at the first stanza, which ends at Oregon by the Eagles, that's fine. The second one, where it says, let the good times roll, that is fine too. My Own True Love, okay. Lyrics by Max and Mac, that's fine. All right, I'm looking at the Lunatics. The Lunatic
yep.
is in the hall. Now, if you look at the bottom of it, just above where it says Brain Damage by Roger.
Yeah, the word more should be up.
Yeah.
First of all, brings is shouldn't, doesn't line up. The word brings should be under the word the, and then more should be right after brings.
Okay, the reason why the is indented is because we have indented all the paragraphs. If you scroll to the back of the page, do you see how every paragraph is indented? The first line. That's why it's showing like this. So do you want me to change that?
Yeah, let's put brings underneath the, and
okay,
then
so
the
I'm
word more comes
the,
up. I'm sorry?
I'm saying I'm going to take back the.
You're going to do what?
Okay, I'll show you what it looks like. Okay, then we'll have to realign the entire page. Right?
Well, it looks strange hanging out there by itself.
Yep. I see that.
So you don't have to align anything else. All you have to do is put brings, move it over four spaces, and then bring more up behind it.
Okay. So just this
Following?
Line, nothing else, right?
Right.
More is not coming up. It's going to be in the next line.
More
you
is coming. It should come up.
No, it came up from the last, you know, where it was on the individual on its own at the bottom. It came up from there, but all of this is not going to fit in one line, if that's what you're trying to tell me.
No. The line reads, the paper holds their folded faces to the floor, and every day the paper boy, end of sentence, beginning of next sentence, brings more.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Let me show you what I have done. Okay, check your text message.
Okay, hold on. I don't know. Okay, I may lose you because I don't know how to go from voice to text, but I'll check it. Hold on.
Okay.
I can barely read it.
Okay, you'll have to zoom it in.
Half of it's missing. I don't have the beginning of the... Okay, I don't understand what the problem is.
Okay. I've just sent you a screenshot of that particular line. So just focus on that line. See how it looks now.
I can't see it. It's so tiny, and the beginning of the words are cut off.
What? Did you click on it? I mean, did you touch it? If you touch it, it's going to open up.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then let's move on. Okay, there is a lot of spaces where right below this, there's a stanza. That's fine.
Wait,
Right
there is
there.
what now?
I'm saying right below the current change that we made, Brain Damage by Roger Waters. Right below it,
Yeah.
there's a stanza. It's like one, two, three, four, five lines, and it says lyrics by Ray Wiley. Now, just below that, there is a lot of extra spacing. Is that intentional, or should I remove that?
Okay, first of all, you're breaking up. Lot of extra spaces where?
Just below lyrics by Ray Wiley.
Yes, because it's going to another. It has no more spaces than. If you move it up, I don't understand what's.
I'm
I'm
saying.
not sure I'm following you. What is the problem with after the word Jerry Jeff Walker, we're going to another subject. We're going to another.
Okay.
What
All
does it
right.
matter?
So.
What does it matter how many spaces we have?
Okay. All right. That's fine. Then how about we put in like maybe three sterics or something in the middle instead of
Three
this
what?
awkward spaces? Let me show you what I'm talking about. Okay, I think I did that. Now I'm sending it to you. Okay, check this out. Instead of the extra spaces, I've added sterics there. And it looks much neater. Usually
You've
people do
done
that.
what now? What have you
I've
done?
added two sterics. Did you check your phone? Text message?
You've added two what?
I don't know how to explain that to you. Like the two star signs? When you're breaking off or when you're closing one certain subject and you want to continue on the next subject, what you do is that you leave those asterisks.
Asterisks.
Yes. Check that out. Did you see the
I
text
don't see any
message?
asterisks.
Did you go back to your chat? Because I've sent you a screenshot.
This is very confusing. I don't know what you.
Okay,
I have the text.
just go to my messages. I've sent you a screenshot.
I don't see what you've done. I don't see any asterisks.
Right after, okay, read the line where it says lyrics by Ray Wiley Hubbard and famously
Oh, I
promoted
see
by
what you're
Jerry
saying. Yes,
Jeff
yes, yes. I see
Walker.
what you're saying. Yes, that's fine.
Now that looks more neat, right? Instead of leaving an extra two lines.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, now we can move on.
Okay?
All right, next page looks good. Young lads, okay. I think this is good. Good to go.
Okay. All right.
Move on to commentary. Okay, so you tell me your changes first on this particular page.
Say again?
I'm saying you tell me your changes first on this particular page.
I'm sorry, but I'm not understanding you.
Let me call you back. Is this the distortion?
No, I don't understand what you're asking me.
I'm asking, what are your revisions for this page? You know, every time we move on to the next page,
I don't have any revisions for this page.
Okay. All right. So let me just tell you what I'm changing, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So first paragraph, second last line, where it says, up until that time, comma, I. There's an extra space, so I'm moving that.
There is no space there.
Yeah.
You're adding a space.
Yeah, I'm adding a space. I'm sorry. I don't know what
Okay,
I'm
all saying. Right.
All right. So that is fine. Other than that, removing extra spaces. Okay, that is fine. Paragraph 3, line 1, there are like 3 spaces when the next sentence starts, which is the word pandemic.
Yeah, too many spaces. That's correct.
Yep. Got that fixed.
In the same way on the next line.
Yep. Okay. All right. And... okay, I'm looking at the paragraph where it says, part of my mental transformation from the 60s. You found that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Line 3, where it says, downright. It's asking me to write downright as one word. Should I do that, remove the space?
That's fine.
Okay. Other than that, I think this is good to go. Oh, one more thing. Second last line, which says that person can be a politician, comma, a law enforcement officer, comma, your friend. It's asking me to write and your friend. I don't think we need to do that.
No, because I'm naming off politician, law enforcement officer, your friend, neighbor,
your friend,
or
neighbor,
family member.
Family member. Yeah, that makes sense. So let's skip that. And last paragraph for this page, it is good to go.
Okay.
All right, next page, line 2.
Yeah.
Because
line
of
2,
okay. Violent nature. I mean, is that intentional, or do you want me to correct the...
No, violent is misspelled.
Can I correct that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Other than that, I think everything else is good to go on this page. All right. Yeah, I think it looks good. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay, next page. Hate. Okay, first change. 1, 2, 3. Paragraph 1, line 3. It's not supposed to have an apostrophe. So I'm removing the apostrophe from there.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, after the first paragraph, there are 2 single sentences. Is that supposed to be like this, or how would that
no,
go?
That can all be in the above paragraph.
First paragraph?
It can be in the first paragraph, or those 2 can be another paragraph, either way.
Let's go with another paragraph. I'll merge these 2 sentences together. Let's leave the first paragraph alone.
Okay, so within each one of us, will be in the same paragraph as for some of us.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Corrected it. Now, if you look at paragraph 3, after we merge these two sentences in a paragraph, then look at paragraph 3, line 1. Personalities is spelled incorrect. Can I change that?
What is spelled?
Here comes, I'm sorry, hate comes in many forms, from personalities to skin color.
Personalities is spelled wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and something was changed. Yeah, that was spelled wrong too in the second line where it says something as meaningless as a task. So that is fine. And okay, the next paragraph, line 2, criticizing.
Yes, that's misspelled, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it should be C-I-S-I-N.
C-R-I-T-I-C-I-Z-I-N-G. I got that.
Wait a minute. Which way should it be spelled?
Okay. It's going to be spelled as C-R-I-T-I-C-I-Z-I-N-G. The last spelling.
Okay.
In the comment.
Okay, yes. Yes, okay.
Okay, and the rest of it looks good. One more thing.
All right.
Last paragraph, last line, fight the good fight. Is that supposed to be all alone?
Yes.
A one-liner? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I want it by itself like that.
Yeah, that looks good. Oh, one more thing we missed. The next time that you are in the grocery store, that would be technically the second last paragraph if we leave that one-liner out. Do you see that paragraph? Same page. The next time that you are in the grocery store, I'm looking at that
paragraph.
Line 1, 2, 3, 4, line 4, where it says there's no place for it in an adult's vocabulary. Now, it's asking me to put an apostrophe before the S in adults.
Okay.
Okay. All right, then. This page is good to go. We can move on to the next page. Oh, there are a lot of issues with the extra spacing here. Let me start fixing that. Do you have any changes to propose on this page?
Let's see. Hold on. 115, right next door. Hold on. Let me find it.
Sure. Let me work on the extra spaces.
Yeah, down there where it says right next, that was living, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line on, 8th line on paragraph 2. There's too many spaces between right next door and all three of us.
I got that. I'm fixing that. Other than that, can you see any other changes? Oh, I see that paragraph 2 has been broken. Again, same issue. Do you see that? Where it says, Pam told me that the other guys were called.
Yeah.
There is an abnormal space there.
Yeah.
And then it breaks onto the next line, so I'm going to fix that.
Okay.
Okay, same paragraph, last line. Pam told me that she was studying a new age religion called the I Am. Look it up.
Right.
It's, don't you think we should put I am in inverted commas or something?
What do you want to do with the I am?
Inverted commas. I want to put it in inverted commas.
It actually should be in quotation marks.
Yeah, I'm talking about the quotation marks. I call them inverted commas. Sorry about that. So can I put them in quotation?
Yeah, I am should be in quotation marks. Ellipse, ellipse, ellipse. Look it up.
Got it. 6.
Okay.
Okay. Right, next paragraph. Okay. I think that is fine.
Okay.
And the following paragraph, again, abnormal spacing, fixing that up. Other than that, I think we are fine with the rest of it. Okay. All right, I think we can move on to the next page.
Okay, I have no space on rundown. I got to find it. I made a note, but hold on.
Sure.
Can't find it.
Okay. But I found something here. On the next page, paragraph 2, where it says, when the light got to Pam, it says, I immediately. I think we need to change the spelling of immediately. Correct it?
Yes.
Okay. And then look at paragraph 3, line 3.
Yeah.
There was an pronounced, so that's supposed to be an A, not an N.
That's correct.
Okay, so that is fixed. Looking at the next paragraph, apart from the spacing issues, I think everything else looks fine on that. All right, moving on to the next one, where it says Zora and Earl.
Yeah.
You don't have any changes, right, for this particular page?
Again, the second line, the I am, that I am, again, should be in quotes. Quotation marks, I am.
Which paragraph?
The one that starts with Zora and Earl, the second line. The I am for years.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. So quotation marks from D, and where do I close it?
No, the quotation mark should start with I and closed on am.
Okay, I am. Yes, I remember.
Yep.
Got it. And, yeah, that's fine. Now, I am looking at the last paragraph here, extra spacing, and...
Okay, there's a notation about third line from the bottom, but a rundown forward kind of line. I don't know if rundown needs to be separated or hyphenated.
No, there was a space between run and down, so we just merged it up, removed the space. It's all good now.
Okay.
And retriever. Yeah, we changed the spelling of retriever, so corrected it. That's fine, too.
Okay.
All right, I think we can move on to the next page.
Okay.
Do you have any changes for this page?
Yes, but I haven't found it yet.
Okay.
I just call. Let's see. I don't find it.
Okay, that's
it's so hard. When I go through this and I make a note and then I don't know what my note refers to and.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll fix it. I'm looking at the last paragraph. If you exclude the last one-liner, separate the paragraph that starts with the feeling of love. If you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, line 4, where it says, "I just call it building with love."
Yeah, that the space, there's too many space between just and call.
Yes.
That's what I have.
The only change that I could find. Other than that, everything else is good to go. They've already changed the spelling of could in the second paragraph, so
that's
completely fine. Okay, this page is good to go.
Now the page that begins with comfort.
That's right. Joe, give me a moment.
I didn't have any. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm saying give me a moment. Can I place you in a default?
Certainly.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for being online, Joe. You there?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at the page comfort, and you said you don't have any changes for this page, right?
I don't have any changes noted.
Okay. I'm looking at the third paragraph, last line, where the ellipses and the quotation marks, they have no space. So I'm just putting an extra space there.
Where is that?
Under comfort, third paragraph, last line.
What are you doing?
Do you see the ellipses and where it says she's gone? We need to provide an extra space in between the ellipses and the quotation marks.
Okay, all right.
Okay, other than that, I think that's all good. And right. Last paragraph, line 1, 2, 3. Which says Mainland High School was having its. So we're going to use the its without an apostrophe.
Okay,
other than that, all right, we're good. Let's move on.
All right,
next page. I do not see any other spell checks apart from, okay, last paragraph, extra spacing issue. No, actually, there's no space, which is that visit is what encouraged them to get married. So we need to give it an extra space.
Yeah.
And I guess the spell checks that they did are all good. Okay. Do you see anything that needs to be changed?
I do not.
Same here. I'm just fixing the spaces, and then we can move on to the next page. Okay, that is done. And all right. Okay, all right. Let's move on to the next page. Hello, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Paragraph 2, for the next 4 days, line 3. It says other friends to join us on lasagna night. Is that intentional, the night?
Yeah, that lasagna night, sometimes they spell it N-I-T-E, like ladies night at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like it to be that way. It's kind of a play on words.
Got it. Okay. Second paragraph after that, blackened was corrected.
Yes.
Spell check, that's fine. Okay. I'm moving on to the next. Okay. It's giving me another spell check in the third paragraph where it says line 3-4. And had cocktails while Patrick told me more about the last few years of he. It's telling me to change the he to him.
The last years of him and Bobby's life together? No, it should be his and Bobby's life together. I don't like him there.
Yeah, it's. I didn't read the next part. And of his and Bobby's life together. Yeah, it's supposed to be his.
Yeah.
Okay, corrected. I am moving on to the... What's wrong here? Okay, it's giving me another suggestion. On the third last line of the same paragraph where it says I could see that he was becoming more free with his conversation. It's asking me to change it to change more free to freer, but I do not use that word, so I think more free is fine, right?
Yes, I like more free.
Likewise, I prefer more free too. We don't really use freer.
If you took out the more, you could use the word freer, but I like becoming more free.
I like more free, too, so I'm going to keep that.
Okay.
Okay, the rest of it looks good. We can move on to the next page.
Okay. It begins with, I woke up from a nap one day.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a...
quotation
that's a
mark.
Yeah, quotation marks backwards.
Yep.
Need an extra space after the ellipse.
Yep. Got it. Other than that, pick up. In the first stanza, which says sleeping in the back of a pickup bed, can I
pick up
either,
should be one word.
Yeah, it's either supposed to be one word or we need to hyphenate it. Let's just make it one word, right?
Yeah, pickup is one word.
One word, yes. Other than that,
yeah.
I think this is all good to go.
Okay.
Next page. That's all fine, too.
Yeah, that's just a continuation of that one, okay?
Yep.
Now, 20...
golf. The next
yep.
page starts off from golf. Is there no
right,
title
correct.
For this? Are we breaking the chapter, or what's going on?
Golf is the... is the title of the chapter, and I just put there is a golfer named Tom Kite, and he pronounces it Goff. So there should be a space. There should be another ellipse, and then a space before the quotation mark for Goff.
Got it. We need to fix that. And don't you think we should have golf centralized and bolded just the way we have done with the other chapter titles?
Osada? No, I kind of like it this way. Yeah, let's leave it the way I have it.
Okay, just give me a quick moment. I want to show you something. Okay.
You can do that. Yeah. You're talking about putting it on the next line. Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, Joe, just give me a minute, please.
Oh, okay.
Did you review the screenshot I sent you?
Yes, yeah, we can do that. We can drop the line down and center the title.
Yeah, that way our headings will be all uniformed.
Okay.
Okay, just give me a quick moment, okay? Stay on the line. Thank you so much for being online, Joe. You there?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm ready to review this page. There are awful lot of extra spacing here. I mean, can we do something about that? After every paragraph, check out the spacing. It's not normal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, okay. Yeah, you can move it up. I don't know why I did that.
Okay, and even when you look at the first line,
yes. Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I lost you. I heard you say when
Hello,
I look at the
Joe,
first line.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Joe, can you hear me?
Yes, but I heard look at the first line and then that was it.
Yeah. I am saying that we can leave the extra spacing in between the first line and the first paragraph, but the rest of them, I can fix them. What do you think?
Okay, you're breaking up. I'm only getting part of what you're saying. I'm not understanding what you want to do. Hello?